This is Omar. I'm here with Jules and Clark from Hatchet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great, man. About yourself?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How's the tour going so far for you guys?
So far, it's going pretty good, man. Tonight in New York was definitely the best night of the tour. The first few nights were kind of a learning experience on a big tour like this, but so now we're getting the hang of it, and it's been really good.
Cool. For a lot of people who aren't familiar with your band, like, can you give me the quick history of your guys?
Yeah, man, we started in 2007. We put out our first album, Waiting Evil. That was actually on Metal Blade, and just unfortunately, they just didn't work too well with us, so we ended up parting ways with them. We've had a few lineup changes, but all the while, we've been playing shows. But we finally landed a new deal on the End Records, and our new album, Dawn of the End, is out now. So that's, you know, in a nutshell, that's the 5-year history of what we've been doing.
Cool. And over the 5 years, how many lineup changes have you guys went through?
Dude, too many to count, man. There are just too many short stints of different people just not committed the right way, and it just didn't work out. But this current lineup we have right now has seemed the most stable and the most creative to me, and is, you know, to me has been the best one so far. So I feel confident about what we're doing now.
So when you guys write, do you guys write collectively, or is it like, do you guys jam songs out together, or you write by yourselves? And
so far it's pretty much been I bring most of the music to the band, but we all, when we're putting it together and all learning it, at that point we all make it a collective front. It's, and you know, at that point everybody puts their own spin on it, their flair and all that kind of stuff, but we don't really like jam stuff out, at least not yet. So that's kind of how we do things.
So for a band that's on your level, like how is life on the road?
Well, we've only been on the road a few times, but I guess we're gonna find out early at the end of this tour here with Soilwork. But my other experiences, it's been a lot of fun on this run. We're on the bus with these guys, so we're like on their schedule, you know. So it's a learning experience, but it's so far it's really fun, and it's good to leave your jobs for a while and just basically move a bunch of your amps into a venue and do nothing, and then just play music and drink beer and hopefully get food, and that's it. That's all you do.
So your last record came out on the End Records.
This latest one, yes.
Cool. How long ago did that come out?
Less than a month ago.
March 5th,
yeah.
Yeah, very recent.
So very recent, yeah.
Cool. So how long do you guys plan on, after this 2-month tour, what's next and what do you have like booked up next?
Well, we have a few local things that we had to postpone to do this tour, and then we have some LA gigs, and then a couple more like around our area, but then there's also some other tour prospects that we're going to possibly land after doing this one, but they're just not confirmed yet. But it seems like it's going to be a busy year for us, so we're happy about that.
Fall this year, we may be looking into another big tour, but it's yet to be confirmed.
Yeah.
But we look to be touring the U.S. again in the fall if everything goes as what it seems to be planned.
Is there a master plan for you guys?
Well, man, we would ideally like to take this as far as it can go and keep, keep touring and you know, getting better tours and getting, you know, up higher in the lineups and getting, you know, more fans and more people to be aware of us that, you know, that aren't aware of us. You know, we've already run into a lot of people that haven't heard of us, and, you know, like, yeah, you being one of them. And then, you know, after seeing us, they, you know, they become fans and they're interested, and that's, you know, ideally as we tour more, it would be just to keep it going and hopefully just become a bigger band collectively and just, you know, keep doing it, you know.
Yeah, I thought you guys started the night off great.
Great.
It was a good way to start the night off. But I was like, wow, I love the old school feel you guys have to it.
Great, man.
And the guitar work is very, like, had a big smile on my face. I'm a drummer, but I was like, man, these guys can play.
All right, man.
I was
thanks.
Very excited. Yeah,
thank
I was
you,
very
man.
Excited about you guys.
Excellent.
So, like, what do you guys, since you guys are, like, yeah, obviously young guys, what do you guys, like, do you guys have jobs when you're not on the road, or do you kind of try to do the band as the main thing? I know it's too soon to like really make any money yet, but
well, for me, I've been doing this for a while, man, but I actually have a really good job back at home, so it's kind of a catch-22 for me. If I am able to make this thing really happen, then it's kind of going to throw what I got going there kind of for a loop, and then it'll be a different lifestyle for me. But I don't know, you can ask Clark what he thinks about that.
When I'm not on the road, I actually unfortunately work at a Target store in California, and don't get many hours, but I make by trying to get as much work as I can, as much money to save up for rent, food, gear, and for future tours. And Fortunately enough, that job is a job I can get after a tour. They'll let me keep my job, but we're not really making much money on the side besides what we're doing in Hatchet, and we don't really have many good jobs. We're just trying to make enough to afford new music gear and enough to put us on the road for the next tour.
So do you guys have like endorsements yet for anything yet, or still working on that stuff?
No, we have a few old endorsements we had when we were with the old label that we kind of need to, you know, rekindle that friendship. But at this point, we don't have any. But we're hoping after this tour and with more tours on the horizon that some companies will see that, you know, we're the real deal and we want to make some things happen. And we are in desperate need of some breaks on gear. So, and we'll support them, you know, obviously. But at this point, we don't. So, but we're hoping to.
Any music videos for the new record?
We just did a new one, actually. It just came out. It was for the song Signals of Infection, which we didn't play that tonight, but it's one of the faster songs on the album, and we did do a professional music video for it, and that has been released on, you know, YouTube, which is pretty much all you can get your videos on nowadays. So that's pretty much it on as far as that. But yeah, we did do one.
Now with the name, where did the name come from? And did people give you crap for like Molly Hatchet or any of that stuff?
I get Molly Hatchet as like a funny, like, oh, it sounds like that, but no, dude, the name just came from, I just realized that a lot of the old school thrash bands that I liked had like a really strong one word name band, you know, not like Ashes of the Dawn, of the Wake, of the Fallen, of the Here. It's just like one word that just boom, you know, Metallica, Slayer, Testament, Megadeth, Anthrax, you know, and I don't know, that just seemed to stick with me, so I went with it. Hatchet, yeah.
You know, a lot of bands don't get like a lot of family support, you know, because sometimes this is hard to do on your own, but you know, it's a lot easier when you have support from family. Do your families encourage you to do this, or do they like get a job, cut your hair, etc., etc.?
My job or my family is actually really 100% supportive of this. There's been a lot of musicians in my family, and my dad actually played music for a while as a young guy, not professionally, but at least like locally in his town doing clubs and making money for a while as a side job. So he understands it, and he's really proud of what, you know, personally what I'm doing, and he supports me and helps me out, gives me a free place to stay when I'm, you know, which helps out a lot so I can put money into the band. But I don't know, I guess not everyone's parents are that way, but mine are.
And my parents are, you know, not too supportive of the music thing. They wish I would go to school and, you know, get a real job. It sounds kind of cheesy, but they're all about me living the American dream of cutting my hair and not playing in a band and working in an office building until the day I die. And so I'm kind of pretty much doing all of this on my own. But as far as family goes, I have kind of external family. Like Jules just said, his dad's been a big help to the band. He helps me out with some guitar gear. So, I mean, he's like an extended like father to me, sort of in a way, because he helps me out with some electronic things. And I also have a guy that I call an adopted dad and a lady I call my adopted mom, because in the California shows, they come out, they support, they give us money for some things we got to do. So my parents are not too supportive, but there are others out there that help us live our dreams and make what we do a reality. So for me, my parents aren't supportive, but there are other people out there that act as if they were my parents for me. And it's good to see that support.
Cool, man. Well, thank you guys very much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I appreciate it very much, man.
All right. Omar, thank you very much, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. I mean, I appreciate any publicity we can get.